I'm glad you like the historicals. I always read historical romance growing up. It's just so dreamy to imagine living in another era and wearing those dresses and gloves and taking carriage rides. Now, personally, I'll take the vote and indoor plumbing over a carriage ride in Ratafia any day. But that's why we like to imagine living in the past without actually going there. Exactly. I don't want to wear a corset or only take one bath a week. But I could go for a Roderick in my fantasy life, Betsy said as Chloe finished inscribing her book. I named my cat Roderick. That's a great name. I don't have cats, but I'm going to get a dog soon. I had dogs when I was a kid. Of course, when I was a kid, I wasn't in charge of cleaning up messes. I'm almost 30, though, so I'm probably ready for the responsibility. I think so, Betsy said. What will you name a dog? Amos. That's cute. Is it named for anyone? The cookies. Those good little crispy ones. Famous Amos. She laughed sheepishly. Those are pretty good, Betsy said. Thanks for signing my book. It was great meeting you. I go to these signings all the time, and most writers, well, they're pretty stuck up. But you took the time to genuinely talk to me, and that means a lot. It means a lot to me that you came here and stood in line, Betsy. Thank you. It was great to meet you, she said warmly. Chloe looked at the next woman in line and smiled. Oh, I loved your last book, a thin woman said. I'm wondering why you can't find a handsome hero to call your own. When are you getting married? Chloe sighed. That's a good question. I don't know, but I enjoy being single, and I'm scared to death of getting married. I try to avoid it at all costs. You'll have to get married sometime, she laughed. Do I really? Because I really enjoy my own space and not having to answer to anyone. I guess I fear being trapped. I don't know. I think it runs deeper than that, Chloe pondered. You're right. Maybe I'm afraid of divorce. With so many divorces and unhappy couples, it's reasonable to fear marriage. But I love romance and believe in true love. As you can see, I'm a hopeless romantic and such a sucker for love. I do believe there is light at the end of the tunnel. I just need to use a magnifying glass to see it. The woman laughed. I'm sure love will hit you when you least expect it. Just like Leah in your last historical. That would be wonderful. I do believe a tall, dark, and handsome knight will come and sweep me off my feet and we'll ride into the sunset together. Can you write something encouraging? Chloe wrote, Let joy, hope, faith, and courage carry you along. Oh, that's perfect, the woman said. The next person in line was a man. Smiling, Chloe welcomed him. Which of my books is your favorite? She asked. None of them, actually. I'm not a fat woman who can't get a man. Excuse me? She said, raising a warning eyebrow at the man. I stood in line all this time just to tell you you're pathetic. You and this disgusting bunch of desperate, crazy cat ladies who sit around with your stupid, trashy books, running down the batteries in their vibrators, he said with a snort of contempt. Your name is, she asked icily. Thomas Winthrop, he said smugly. Chloe got to her feet, her hands braced on the table, her eyes narrowed. Well, Mr. Winthrop, the women in this line are readers, people who can spin the written word into an imagined escape from the ugly realities of modern life, like narcissistic little twerps such as yourself who make a fictional man ever so much more appealing. If women prefer the man that I write to the one standing before me, that's down to your own deficiency. Come on! And as for running down the batteries, I'll have you know, since you clearly have little knowledge of how to attract, much less satisfy a woman, that the Mitsubishi, which